Hello again, it's Pastor Bob, and it's Sunday. Indeed, it's the fourth Sunday of Advent, the Sunday of Love. Welcome to today's Advent Daily Devotional. Don't forget, if you're getting this before 10 a.m., you can still make our worship service at Vine Street Christian Church, or watch on YouTube or Facebook, or later today if you happen to be getting this later and miss the service, because I bet it's a good one. All right, let's get back to our devotion. Today's devotion is called The Sound Love Makes. The Sound Love Makes. And we begin with Scripture. Today we're going to Paul's letter to the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1. So now when you hear 1 Corinthians chapter 13, you should remember that that's the love section for Paul. That's what you hear at weddings and at various times. And here's one of those verses, the first one. 1 Corinthians 13:1. Paul says, "If I could speak all the languages of earth and of angels, but didn't love others, I would only be a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal." Our devotion. The older I get, the less concerned I am with getting many religious things right. Maybe it's the wisdom that comes with age, or just battle fatigue from too many years logged in the fight. But lots of stuff that used to matter greatly to me on my spiritual journey has simply lost its appeal and relinquished its luster. These days, I don't care much for having an ironclad theology or an airtight apologetic. I know many people who have such things. Now I simply want my presence on the planet to result in less pain, less inequality, less poverty, less suffering, and less damage for those sharing it with me. I want the sum total of my minutes and my efforts to yield more compassion, more decency, more laughter, more justice, and more goodness than before I showed up. In other words, I just want to do love right. What I hear Paul saying in this well-traveled section of his letter to the Christian community in Corinth is, it doesn't matter how much religious stuff we get right in this life. If we haven't really loved people well, we've gotten the rightest thing wrong. We've compromised our testimony, squandered our time, and wasted the trip. Too many people outside the church, Christians, are simply clanging cymbals, making a loud and loveless noise. Advent gives us a gift. It provides us a space to intentionally stop and consider. Not if we have the correct doctrinal statements or theological positions or belief systems, but whether or not our lives are producing a sound that resembles Jesus. Are we a welcome sound to the ears of those who encounter us? Today, pause and dwell on the specific melody of Christ's life. And then listen closely to what your life is singing. We have a few reflection questions for you today. Three, actually. For our devotion, The Sound Love Makes. One, Jesus teaches that we are to love God, ourselves, our neighbors or enemies, and the least among us, those disregarded and marginalized. Though none of these tasks are simple or easy, where is the greatest challenge for you right now? To love God, yourself, your neighbors, enemies, or the least among us? Who do you find it most difficult to love right now? And how might you get low to remedy that? Two, where do you see a disconnect between the faith Christians profess and the lives they live? As you look at organized religion, where is the greatest love disparity? And three, social justice tends to be a polarizing term, but it's also an inherently Christian reality. As we mentioned, Jesus directed people toward many expressions of love, and one was to love the least. Reflect upon how love and justice are connected. And that concludes our Advent Daily Devotion on this fourth Sunday of Advent. We enter the last week of preparation of our hearts for the coming of the light. We leave you today with one reflection and meditation word. Courage. Yeah. Courage.